Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Eric Groves is here, too. Eric is a longtime friend of ours. He's been hanging out with me for about 13 years now. When he was with another company, a company called Constant Contact, many years ago. In fact, it was even named something else before that when we first met him. He's been a small business supporter for a long time. He's the co-founder and CEO of Alignable. You know that organization, a great network of small business owners. The author of the Constant Contact Guide to Email Marketing, which we helped him launch on this show. And he's our good friend, Eric. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. It's wonderful to be with you, always.
It's good to have you back. Yeah, I go back to before Constant Contact with you guys. What was it? What was the name? Remind me the name before Constant Contact.
Well, it started off as Roving Software.
Roving, that was it. Roving. Yeah. I was a roving customer before it was Constant Contact. Anyway, Eric was one of the folks who helped build that company, and now he's built Alignable into a great organization. Eric, thank you for being here. It's good to have you back. I know that your organization has gone remote now for the last 2 or 3 weeks. Everybody's working from home. You've got a pretty good sized organization. A lot of dynamic stuff going on. You're a technology company, if nothing else. And the way you pull your network together and serve them is all about technology. And so that's a lot of high tech and also a lot of high touch. So how is your team handled this separation period?
Well, you know, it's been tough. And at the same time, we're a small business, too, right? We're 22 people and in an organization that was very much where our office environment is very open. And so people were naturally interacting with each other all the time. And now we're all spread out from one guy who was in Miami all the way up to some people that were up in Maine. And so we're having to use technology really to stay together. We use Slack for a lot of messaging back and forth, and group messaging and small group discussion. We have our company meeting. We call it Staying Aligned every Friday, where we get into a Google Hangout and everybody has a drink of their choice, and we can see each other's faces and keep that dynamic going. And, it's challenging, but we're working our way through it. And, we've got a huge mission on our hands to really try and help small business owners. So I think the adrenaline of just the dire straits that we're in right now for the small business economy has us sort of wholly focused on just coming together as a team, and they're crushing it.
Well, that's great. And, of course, the keys to the success of you guys, I mean, after 3 weeks, you've had enough bumps and fits and starts to work through some of the kinks, which everybody would have. But the key is communicating, right? Staying, letting people know what's going on. At the top, you're at the top there. People, if they can't see your face, if they can't reach out and touch you like they would in an office, they still need to know you're there, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, you got to stay in constant contact. I wonder if that actually it's absolutely true. I mean, I think as we look at the communities, and, if you go and you look at all the disaster relief materials that are out there, there's this common thread of how you recover. And we're really in the mindset of, how are we going to recover right now and help the small business community do it? And it's all about communication. It's all about staying connected, building a network, talking to each other, coming up with creative ideas. There's no more creative people out there than small business owners.
That's right.
And what we find is if we can just bring them together and give them a place where they can go talk to each other, great ideas start to happen. And we see that all over the country.
How is Alignable doing that? Tell us about how Alignable works.
Well, Alignable is a online network for small business owners to refer each other business. And so as part of that, our members connect with the businesses they know. They introduce themselves to others that they'd like to meet. And they can message either one-to-one in groups across towns or even across industries across the platform. And when you have a situation like this where the solutions to our problems are going to come from everywhere and anywhere, the ability to have that information flow between business owners just dynamically is just so important to actually figuring out paths for success. And so while the most of our members are focused on geographic interaction, so within a community or a region supporting right. each other, there's also strains of discussions going on that are, you know, all of the pizza store owners across the country. We've created a group for them to talk to each other in small groups where they can actually, you know, 10 to 20 people can be giving each other ideas
right.
And helping each other succeed.
Well, one of the things, whereas 3 months ago they were helping each other thrive and grow their companies, now they're probably doing a lot of helping each other survive. And one of the things that I like to point out, Eric, you and I came through the 2008-2009 financial collapse and lived to tell about it. And I remember in January of 2009, I told my audience, your singular goal for 2009 is to open your door January 1, 2010. Surviving is winning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an appropriate message for now. And I suspect a lot of your members are having more of those kinds of conversations right now. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, when we look back, so we've been doing this survey on the impact of the coronavirus over the last few weeks. And it started off where, you know, we had roughly 20% of the businesses on the 12th of March saying that it was coronavirus is having a significant impact on their business. And now 3 weeks later, with over 170,000 businesses chiming in,
yeah.
That number is north of 60%.
Oh, yeah.
So
we polled our people.
90%.
We polled our people, too, 1 week. And I watched the responses. And from Sunday to Thursday, it was amazing how the numbers changed from not being – because that was the week that the news really started coming out pretty heavy from the government.
Yeah.
The president started doing his things, his announcements. Hey, Eric, hold on to that thought. I'm going to take a quick break. Alignable.com, is that right?
You got it.
Alignable.com with one L, folks. Eric Groves and I will be right back. We're going to get into his survey, and I'm going to compare his to what we learned from our folks, and we're going to talk a little bit about how you can get some help from the government.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.